This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
What makes a band bookable for these two festivals for you?
Great live show, loads of energy, and yeah, something that's going to appeal to the audience and that I personally like as well.
Yeah, as you said, sort of appeal to the audience. You've got a kind of a massive range of different genres of bands. You never sort of pigeonholed at all in terms of genre like other festivals. How on earth do you kind of gauge bands that you want from all these different genres, you know, hip-hop, metal, whatever?
I think people with a really authentic voice, people who are working on the kind of the edges of the music, not anything super mainstream.
Right, so you kind of sort of go for anything that isn't in the mainstream, but, you know, any kind of genre, not a, you know.
I mean, a genre that's relevant now, you know, jazz music and opera and stuff like that would never work. You know, it has to be something that people are into and that works at a festival.
Late night, come home, work sucks, I know.
What made you decide to have four headliners? What made you book four headliners for this year?
We really wanted to give Queens of the Stone Age a chance to headline the festival, but Paramore, we also felt, deserve to take that step up. So we talked to both parties and we figured out a way of, you know, giving them both that opportunity.
Do you see that as kind of an exciting thing for this year, as kind of a standout thing to have four headliners?
Totally. No, I love it. Yeah, it's better value for the customer. I think it's great idea.
So why did you decide it should be Paramore and Queens of the Stone Age on that day? Was it just to do with how big they were, both of them making a step up? Because in terms of genre, maybe Paramore and Blink 182 might have worked better, being pop punk bands.
Paramore and Blink have played on the stage before, right, together, and I wanted to do something different. Both Paramore and Queens of the Stone Age have both done the same number of tickets when they tour the UK. So they're at the same level. Blink arguably are a bigger act, so it just felt right to put them together. And, you know, the female-male thing's cool, and I think it'll work.
Awesome. So obviously a lot of times, you know, maybe people who've only just started going to the festival won't realise, but bands like Green Day and bands like Blink 182 have headlined, you know, a number of times. What makes you decide, you know, this year they should come back, or this year is their year that they've stepped up?
You need enough of a break. I think that the last time Blink played, it was, you know, it was cool, but this time it really feels like it's a statement on their career. You know, for us, I guess in a way they're a bit of a heritage act, and I don't mean that in a bad way at all. I think people just love the music, and it's a great party atmosphere.
As someone who books the bands, this may sound like an odd question, but do you get nervous? Do you feel that now that you've booked all the bands, you've booked all the fantastic bands, you've got a great lineup, Reading's already sold out, do you feel that your job is done, or are you still sort of on the weekend nervous as hell that you've kind of made the wrong booking, or is it all up to them now?
It's up to them and the fans. We've got an amazing production team. I'm still nervous all the time. I want everybody to have a great show. I run around the festival burning thousands of calories trying to make sure everybody's happy, so I'm always nervous.
Yeah, awesome. Is there anyone, I don't know if you'd be able to answer this, but is there anyone that you're particularly proud of booking? Obviously you booked amazing bands, but if you could say one that you yourself personally, that you like the band and that you're sort of proud that you've booked them?
I'm really interested to see how Macklemore and Ryan Lewis do, because that wasn't an easy booking to make. It was something we thought about a lot. They had one of the biggest albums last year. They are incredible live if you've never seen them. They're on just before Blink, and I think they could surprise people with just how big the show is. That's an exciting one for me, I think. Yeah.
From past shows and stuff, are there any bands that you'd say that you wouldn't book again, or that always sort of disappointed you?
There's acts that probably won't come back, one or two, because their show didn't work for whatever reason, but, you know, that's one or two across 10 years. So overall, no, we we always want to have bands back, and I think if somebody puts out a good album, if they feel relevant to our audience, you know, we'll have them back quite happily.
You do it very well every year. You manage to get bands that aren't massive, but you get bands that are on point to be the next big band in such a small genre, like Neck Deep this year, one of my favourite bands. How do you do that? How do you sort of, you go for these bands that are going to be, you're always spot on the number of these bands that are up and coming, but you know, they're not massive. You know, maybe a lot of people won't know who these bands are, but you always manage to book the right ones at the right time.
We're at shows all the time. I saw Neck Deep 18 months ago in a small show in London, and people were singing along to the words and like following the singer around like he was some superstar, and there was only a few hundred people there. And I just thought, well, if you're getting that reaction now, the chances are you're going to have that reaction in a big way come festival season. So I had no doubt in my mind with that band in particular that I was going to book them and that they would work.
Excellent. So you always have this attitude, whatever gig it is, if there's a good enough reaction, whether it's 100 people or 10,000 people, you want them at Reading and Leeds if they can do that.
I'm more interested in a band that has a fan base of 100 but they're all fanatical than a band that has 500 fans who are kind of not that bothered. You know, music's about engaging with people, connecting on a really deep level. And yeah, a band like Neck Deep do that. They have real fans. You said yourself, it's a band you're passionate about. It's not easy to generate that kind of feeling, and they do it. And the music's great. I just listen to it, and the lyrics and just the way they pull it all together is fantastic.
This is probably a bit of a bad question for me to ask, but do you already start thinking about next year now?
Yes.
Already.
already worrying about it, already kind of brainstorming ideas and talking to people, and yeah, just kind of starting to figure out who's going to be around next summer, who's maybe got a new record, who's touring, you know, getting our head around all of that.
Awesome. I won't ask you because I know you won't be able to tell me, but good luck with it. I hope it goes very well. Thank you. Cheers.
Come over just for a day when her parents were away.